The firm Deloitte was originally slated to receive about $2.5 million from the state to help manage the voter registration project. The state also contracted with the company Accenture for nearly $14 million to develop the database's software. Elections Board Vice Chair Shane Falk says the hope was to hire state employees to actually deploy the software and teach local officials how to use it. But after a couple searches, Falk says the board only found 5 workers who were qualified. Members voted to hire another 9 workers from Deloitte for a total cost of up to $1.5 million.
We've been aggressively courting and trying to find state employees for these positions for the last 4 months. And that aggressiveness and that approach has put us up behind the eight ball with being able to deploy this project on time.
Falk says the Deloitte workers will receive $125 an hour for their time. He says the overall price tag for the new contract is $800,000 more expensive than the board had been shooting for. Wisconsin Democracy Campaign Director Mike McCabe says this amounts to a significant cost overrun and says taxpayers should be concerned that they're paying a premium for this work. Congress decided to require all states to set up voter registration databases in the wake of the 2000 Florida recount debacle. States have to set up the lists by the end of this year or risk losing federal funds. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.